John chapter 20, starting at verse 19. We're picking up this story 2 days after Jesus' death on the cross. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. We continue reading from verse 24. Now, Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told them, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." After Jesus appeared to Thomas, he met his disciples on the beach, and they came in from a fishing trip. I'm going to read what happened from chapter 21, verse 12. So John chapter 21, verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. Now this was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Catherine, thank you very much. Now, if any of the children want to come and sit on the mats at the front so they get a better view of what's going on, they're really welcome to do that. If you want to bring mum or dad or granny and granddad, whoever you're here with this morning to help with that, please feel free to do that. And grown-ups, if you keep your Bibles open on page 1089, in a minute, we're going to be thinking a bit more about our reading. Keep coming up. Come and sit more in the middle, guys, where you'll get a better view of what's going on. Do you want to cut? Are you happy there? Are you happy there? Okay, we're happy there. And I'm just going to move this to the side. Now, as I said, in a moment, we're going to be thinking a bit more about our reading from the Bible. But before we do that, I need your help this morning. I was talking to David, our music minister, earlier, and he said he saw something really funny earlier on. He saw a monkey in the organ loft when he was practicing. Can you believe it? A monkey in the organ loft. I didn't believe him at all, of course. Why would we have a monkey up there in the organ loft? See, there's nothing. There's nothing. I don't know what he was on about. What are you looking at? Was there something up there? Did any of the grown-ups see a monkey? Oh my goodness! There's a monkey in the organ loft. I didn't believe you, but now I see him, I believe you. David, you were right. There really is a monkey in the organ loft. Mr. Monkey, do you want to come on down and meet everyone? A monkey in the organ loft on Easter Sunday. Who would have thought it? It's quite a long staircase. The monkey's got to come down, so we'll give him a moment. And, whoa, there's the door. Wow! A monkey who nearly tripped up over our mats. Wow. Hello, Mr. Monkey. It's good to see you this morning. Would any of the children like to come and stroke Mr. Monkey's fur? He's really soft and very friendly. Does anyone want to do that? Wow. Wow. Come back up here, Mr. Monkey. I've seen him, and now I've touched him. I really believe that there's a monkey in the organ loft this morning. How are you feeling, Mr. Monkey? Ooh, what do you think? Do you think Mr. Monkey might be hungry? Let me see if I've got anything for him in my bag. Oh. Okay, let me look again. I quite like apples, but there you go. Oh, this is a really good one. Everyone loves pears, don't they? What do monkeys like to eat? Who knows what monkeys like to eat? Chocolate. Do you like chocolate, Mr. Monkey? No. I heard someone say it. Bananas. There we go. That's a funny way to eat a banana, Mr. Monkey. Let's see. Oh, thank you. I see what you were doing now. Good banana. I'm going to save the rest of mine for later. I saw a monkey, and then I touched the monkey, and then I ate with the monkey. I didn't believe David when he said there was a monkey in the organ loft, but now I do. Wow, Mr. Monkey, do you want to go and slope off to the side, maybe find somewhere else to hide and scare the next associate vicar when he's doing his Easter Sunday thing? Well, let Mr. Monkey scoop away that way. Can you believe it? A monkey in the organ loft. We saw him, we touched him, we ate with him. Now, if your Bibles have closed up, grown-ups, why not turn back to page 1089? Because I don't know if you noticed that those three things were the exact same three things that meant that Jesus' disciples knew that he had risen from the dead. Have a look at that first reading. John chapter 20, verse 19, on page 1089, says this. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked out of fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them. How did he get in? And Jesus said to his disciples,
"Peace be with you."
After this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus, thank you. The disciples, they saw Jesus. And then do you remember what happened in the next bit of our reading? Have a look with me at verse 24, I think. I'm going to read again. And we're going to meet Thomas. Thomas, come up here. He was also called Didymus, but we've just put a T on him. And he was one of the 12, but he was not there the first time that Jesus came. And so the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said,
"Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put this finger where the nails were and my hand into his side, I will not believe."
Well, a week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. And Jesus said,
"Peace be with you."
Then Jesus said to Thomas,
"Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out with your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and start believing."
"My Lord and my God."
Then Jesus told him,
"Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet to believe."
Great. Thomas, thank you. You can take a seat. And Jesus is going to disappear again. Did you see what happened? The disciples saw Jesus, then the disciples touched Jesus. And then do you remember what happened after their fishing trip? Have a look over the page on 1090. Let me read again, 21 verse 12. Just after their fishing trip, Jesus came to his disciples and he said to them,
"Come and have breakfast with me."
Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, He took the bread, he gave it to them, and did the same with some of the fish. Thank you. The fish looks less appetizing. Disciples, they saw Jesus, they touched Jesus, they ate with Jesus. They knew he had really risen from the dead, just like with the monkey who was in our organ loft. But it wasn't just enough for the disciples, it's enough for us as well. Jesus was sure of that. Again, if you've got a Bible, have a look with me at 20, verse 29, just at the bottom of page 1079. Here's what Jesus said to Thomas. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus says, because his disciples saw him and touched him and ate with him, that we can be sure that he rose from the dead. Now, I've got two more things to say, but I'm going to invite you guys to go back to your seats down the front just before I do that. Can I come back on this one? Wonderful. Go and grab a seat. Two more things just to say before the end. What have we seen? Just like the monkey in the organ loft, because Jesus came to his disciples and they saw him and they touched him and they ate with him, they and we can be really sure that he was raised from the dead. But you may be thinking, so what? So what? That is good news for Jesus, undoubtedly. But what difference could it make to me? Two quick things. One is about peace and one is about believing. Here's the first one, peace. If you know Jesus, the Bible says, you can have peace. That's what he says, isn't it, when he came to his disciples. Peace be with you. You can have peace with yourself, peace with others, but best of all, peace with God. And peace is something we all want, something we all want. And many of us look really hard for it, but often we look in all the wrong places. Whereas the Bible is really, really clear. Peace comes from knowing the risen Lord Jesus. Thing number one, peace. Thing number two, believing. To get this peace, Jesus said, didn't he? You need to believe. But you don't need to see to believe. When it comes to Jesus being raised from the dead, seeing isn't necessarily believing. So what can we do? Well, we can do what we've been doing just now, right this morning. We can believe by hearing about Jesus from the Bible and so believing and trusting in him. Again, in verse 29, it's really clear that Jesus expected us to be able to do that. He said to Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Believing that Jesus rose from the dead, even if you haven't seen him, is a very sensible thing to do according to Jesus. The peace that he offers, peace be with you, is a peace that comes through believing. And it's a peace that many of us are celebrating and enjoying having this morning. But it may be that you're with us here on Easter morning, and actually that is something you don't yet have. You wouldn't say that you believe Jesus. And if that's you, let me recommend this booklet that should have been tucked inside your orders of service. It looks at the events of that very first Easter, Jesus' death and resurrection, and it considers the two reactions that we can have to those events, believing them or ignoring them. And then it looks at the consequences that flow from those. Please do take it away. Have a read of it this Easter weekend. It's our gift to you. This Easter time, and who knows, this Easter may be the one when you find you have peace with Jesus. Well, before I hand back to Rupert, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus' disciples saw him and touched him and ate with him. Thank you. That means we can be sure you raised him from the dead. And thank you that if we believe in him, we can have peace with ourselves, peace with others, and most importantly, peace with you. Please, we pray, would you help us all to believe in him this Easter and forevermore? And we ask this in his name. Amen.